stand, if you would. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, Lord Jesus, we are so thankful for your mercy and grace, so appreciative of the love and mercy that you've had for us. And Lord, as we are gathered in this little tabernacle tonight, Lord, we want your presence to be real in our heart. And help us, Lord, to yield unto thee. Oh God, that we would never get into any kind of a tradition of man. And Lord, creeds of our own, even through our own thoughts. But Lord Jesus, be truly led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm asking, Lord, tonight again that you would bless us, not only with thy presence, Lord, but with thy precious word. And Lord, give us revelation of the word as it comes forth. And when we come to worship you and to praise you and uplift our hands to you, may you be glorified and magnified. Oh, you're worthy, Lord, so worthy. May you bless us now and have your way as we commit ourselves to you now in your precious, wonderful name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Before Brother Settles comes and brings the portion of the song service, I wanted to read a little something to you. I just felt led to read it as I was in my study before it came. This is in the message, Souls That Are in Prison Now. And I'm sure you're all familiar with the message that Brother Bram spoke on souls in prison. And when he got done bringing his message, the Holy Ghost spoke through somebody in unknown tongues. And then a brother gave the interpretation of it. And I believe the brother that gave the interpretation was Brother Neville, the pastor of Jeffersonville Tabernacle, or Bram Tabernacle. But I want you to listen. I'm just going to read what was spoken in tongues. Of course, the brother had spoken in tongues first. And then, I believe, as I said, it was Brother Neville who gave the interpretation by the Holy Ghost. An interpretation of it was, "My children, today I say unto thee, yea, even I, the Almighty God, has looked upon the earth today, and I have seen the evil that this creation has been brought to. Yea, I see the sin that man this day is walling in. Yea, dost thou not know that I have done a great thing for thee? Yea, I have sent forth a man into this last day, yea, that he might be a mouthpiece unto this generation. But I say unto thee, this day, my people, many have scoffed at this name, yea, they have turned their backs upon the things that he has spoke. But I say unto thee, those that shall hear these words, I shall cause great blessings to fall upon them. I am the Almighty God. I shall reward thee this day for those that shall sincerely receive these words, saith the Lord." Amen. Brother Bram says, this, I hope, isn't so. I hope it isn't there. He's talking about it could be mercy be over with. But it doesn't look like, he says, but doesn't look like it could be. Listen to what the Holy Spirit said in the midst of the people after I got through. It's a voice unto you. Amen. And I was singing about that, you know, where he says here, he said, "But I say unto thee, those that shall hear these words, I shall cause great blessings to fall upon thee. I am the Almighty God. I shall reward thee this day for those that shall sincerely receive these words, saith the Lord." Oh, may great blessings fall upon us if we receive his word this day. Oh, and hearken unto his voice, those words that God gave through his prophet. Oh, how great he is. And may those blessings fall down on us tonight. Amen. From the beginning of the service, clear to the end, may His blessings fall upon us. To those that receive His words and believe all that He has said. Amen. Let us stand. Amen. Brother Settles, why don't you come up and lead the song service. But I want you to remember tonight, saints, truly the windows of heaven are open to those that's ready to receive. Amen. Do you love Him?
Amen.
Amen. May we honor Him, worship Him, and praise Him for all He's doing in our hearts and our lives. Amen. God bless you.
Are you thankful you can count yourself part of that? Amen. That He's promised you blessings, for we have received. Amen. You may be seated. Praise His holy name. I'd like to turn our big books, a little course on 626. Who am I? Amen. It's a fitting song. Who am I? Often wonder, saints, why? Why me? But He saw it for moon or star. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will but Thine, Lord? The answer think about it. Who are you? Amen. That He, for a moon or a star, He thought of you. Amen. Placed you in His mind. He knew what day, what hour you'd live in. Amen. He knew you'd sit here even in this building. Praise His name. Chose you. Amen. To be part of the bride in this area. All His grace. Why me? I don't know. It's His grace, His marvelous love. He chose me. Nothing I in this flesh could earn or deserve. Amen. Nothing. Can't earn it. You can't point a finger at something in your life saying, I earned it. I did this or I did that. Maybe I give to the poor or I help so-and-so or I did this or was born into this family. Don't matter. It's His grace, His love. Amen. Amen. Sing it one more time. Really mean it. Yes. Think about it. Who are we that He chose us? Amen. And be just thankful for what He's done. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will but Thine, Lord? The answer know. Just my mind was thinking, you know, he's in the day Jesus walked here on this earth. You know, the priests and the Levites, you know, the big people of that day. You know, they rejected him. He said they're the father of the devil. And then in our day, you know, the prophet was born out of a family of drunks and bootleggers. No good name, he said. But he chose him. You know, in each of our circumstances, we come from different families, different backgrounds. Think about it, saints. Some have a big line of religion behind them. They're all caught up in denominations or something. Some of us may come from bootlegging families of no goods that the world thinks. His grace, saints. Oh, his marvelous grace. Turn with me on page 188, I think it is. Just got to think of what he's done for us, saints, the price he paid. Amen. Just have this grace in your heart. Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony.
He took the form of man. sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know thou wert the great, oh glory, glory, hallelujah, oh praise your name, oh.
Sing the little chorus, I love him. Just love him, saints. He's done so much for us.
I love him.
failings I've done. Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for looking and seeing me, Lord, poor moon or stars. Praise your name. Amen, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. Truly his blessing saves. He's held that, Father. Amen. He's shed his blessings upon us. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Brother Kevin, would you like to come up and take up the offering? Gracious Lord. That's the blessing, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful to be here tonight. Lord, to feel your holy presence here with us. Lord, how we just love and appreciate you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord Jesus. Words we just couldn't express, Lord. Oh, what we feel in our hearts, Lord, and to see that you're watching over us, Father, and you're guiding us down that straight and narrow path. You're not letting us get off to the right, and you're not letting us get off to the left, but you keep us right on track with your word. And we just love and appreciate you for that tonight, Lord. Oh, how we just want to worship you and praise your holy name. Amen. Lord, when we thank the great creator that come down here in flesh, Lord, and you paid that price for us and knowing that we were there with you. But you took that pain for us, Lord, them stripes, to make a way back. And one of these days, Lord, we're going to go back in eternity with you, Lord, and spend the rest of eternity with you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done for us. But Lord, as we come to this portion of the service, we ask you to bless it. I pray, Lord, you bless those that can give and those that can't, use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Yes. And we ask it all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Something beautiful. Something good. Amen. Something beautiful. Something good. All my confusion he understood. All I had to offer him was broken.
Request for him tonight. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Leffler, would you like to take the request tonight?
Father, you'll give us revelation and understanding, Father.
Oh,
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Did you have a song tonight, Karen? All right. Would anyone else have a Tim? You got one? Start with the chorus. I think we can pick it up. Yeah. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Love, stay. One more time.
When you say
and I will know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. If you say he saved you from your sin, now you're weak, you're bound, and cannot enter in. You can make it right, you will you'll enjoy the Holy Spirit that we fear. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay
it again.
Amen. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your and for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Truly, Lord, we'll know it's been good to be here. Your grace and your mercy, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Lord, filling every heart. Oh, Lord, freeing every soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his holy name. Oh, he's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Alrighty. Amen. While we're standing, let's sing the chorus, Lord, I Believe. We ask Brother Tim to come. Amen. Do you believe him? Amen. Praise his holy name.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Amen. You know, I had a message that I was going to bring, but the scripture came to my heart back there, and saints, I know he's here.
Yes,
and you know, I just feel like he just,
hallelujah,
he wants to be loved.
Glory to God.
And what we're going to do tonight, we typically, it's not, I'm going to give us an opportunity to just have a prayer service.
Amen.
And you don't have to. If you come, don't pray for yourself. Pray for your brother.
Amen.
And your brother will pray for you.
Oh, yeah.
And just talk to the Lord. And
yeah.
And I just want to read a scripture to go along with this in Romans, the 8th chapter. In the 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities.
Amen.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought.
Amen.
But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that which cannot be uttered.
Thank you, Lord.
And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
Yes.
Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Hallelujah.
So as you come, just... let's just take a time. You can kneel at your seat, or you're welcome to come and kneel around the altar. But let's just take time and talk to God, the one that dwells within you.
Amen.
And let his Holy Presence just speak to your heart. He knows what you need. He knows what I need. And as we each one tarry and pray for one another, that God, you pray for me, that God will meet the need in my heart, that I will be that one that will be there for him, whatever he needs.
Yes,
and I'll pray for you that God will do whatever you need in your life.
Yes, Lord.
And then the most of all, don't fail to give him your love.
Amen.
Worship him.
Hallelujah.
This is your service. Just tone everything else out. Don't worry about who's around you.
Amen.
But just let the Holy Spirit just come.
Yes,
and let him have his way in our midst tonight.
Yes,
and just let him pray. Amen.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
I was going to ask the sisters to play that course again, sweet Holy Spirit, as you all come. Amen, or kneel, whatever. Sweet Holy Spirit. Just play it softly. Amen.
Yes, dear Lord.
Sisters, brothers.
isn't he wonderful, saints? Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. Oh, saints. You know there's a reality to God's word. And you know as you pray for one another, you know, as our brother brought Thursday evening, speaking with confidence. When you pray for your brother, do you believe God's going to answer that prayer? Or is it just something? There's a reality to all of God's word that we've been hearing. Even what we heard this morning. Hallelujah. And oh, may God just dip it into our hearts in such a way. Saints, there's so much word laying here, but the best way I can describe and you can ever hear, the presence you feel right now, that's the presence that dwells on the inside. Wherever we go in that presence is what leads us and guides us. That sweetness of the Holy Spirit. And when that's on the inside, how could we ever do anything to hurt Him? When you feel that warmth that's around us now, if we would carry it every day. And if we don't, oh, how we need Him. Amen. But He loved me, saints, when I was unlovable. He loved you when you was unlovable. When we were nothing, He caught us. And I had nothing to offer Him as we sang the song. I had nothing. But oh, He took my life in His hands. You know, you take that old lump of clay, and if you ever get a chance to watch someone take that lump of clay and stick it on a potter's wheel, and then they put their hand, when you see them put their hands on that lump, and it still just looks like an old lump of clay. But oh my, as they begin to fashion it, and as the wheel begins to spin and you see the shape start, and it starts out so small. But oh, maybe they're making a pitcher, and they get that pitcher made, and it oh, and then they can pour liquid into it and take that liquid around and pass it around. And oh my, I pray that's what God, He's been able to take each one of us in His hands and mold the character in our lives that would be so molded that He could pour Himself so into us that He could take us and pour us out to others. Oh, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh my, hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus, "Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place."
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace.
Oh, hallelujah.
I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three. And I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt oft times before. Sure. on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. As the hymn of his garments,
I can after all,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
With the fullness
of his love,
I know.
Yes, dear Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my saints, may we just be so moved and so wooed to give him our all. You know, it's just to be able to know that he's here and to meet whatever need we have. If there's something special you need, he's here. You can reach out and take it. But oh, my. How precious he is. Amen. Hallelujah. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, God still moves. Amen. God still moves.
God still moves.
Amen.
Yes,
dear Lord.
God still moves.
Yes.
God still moves. God still moves in the heart of his children. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. Amen. Hallelujah. God still moves. God still moves in the heart of his children. God still moves. He does not sleep. He does not slumber. God still moves. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God still moves. God still moves. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Saints. Amen. He's willing to move anything.
Yes, amen.
He'll move for the children of Israel. He moved the Red Sea. And look down through all that he did. He moved so much, as our brother said this morning. We can look back and see what he moved for everyone else. But what's he moving for me? Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's a God of today, saints. He's a God of now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Glory to God. Oh, my saints. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, may we love him. You know, so many serve God out of fear of going to hell. And so many will, they think they found a way, and maybe they use the scriptures to their own gain. But oh, God found someone that he said that he'd have a little bride that would love him. Everything she would do would be out of love, not a have to, not man being someone forcing you to do this and do that. But oh, he said he'd have a love slave. Oh, a little prisoner, someone that would be totally in his care. They wouldn't move without him, and they would be whatever he wanted. They'd be right there to do it. They wouldn't fight against him, but they'd just yield to him like a sheep.
Amen.
Oh, may we pray that God will, if we don't have that humble and a contrite spirit, that God will just melt me. Take away my opinions and my thoughts on things and just let God move in my heart and in my life. Oh, we need to just yield to him greater. Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Hallelujah. My, has anyone got a worship course on your heart you'd like to sing? Maybe something that you want to, we'll help you sing it. Amen. Oh, my. I sing that little course. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. Without him, I'd be nothing, saints. Without him, as we sang this morning, I couldn't face tomorrow. But, oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you.
Let's sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank him for. Amen. So much to praise him for.
Yes. Amen.
For he's been so good to me. Amen. And I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. For he has been. Love you, Lord. Precious Lord Jesus, you blessed us tonight. And you blessed us from the beginning to the end. And we appreciate it with all our hearts. Sometimes I can't hardly but think that, Lord, as being a natural daddy, Lord, oftentimes we have to correct our children and get them on the paths of righteousness. And sometimes, Lord, it's hard. It's knowing you have such a love for them and you don't want to hurt them. But, Father, yet you know as a natural daddy, there's a duty, there's a job that must be done. And we correct them, Lord. Straighten out the sin and the wrong. But then, Lord, being a natural daddy, oftentimes, Lord, as you know I've done it over the years, I go back after the correction was done and say, I want you to know I love you. I love you. I want you to do right. Oh, Lord, what a good feeling that is. Lord, I know that you're blessing us with your good feeling, your good blessings, Lord Jesus. Oh, you correct us. You don't fail to spare that rod. But Lord, you bear down on us the correction of the Holy Spirit. But then, Lord, you don't forget about us. You come back, Lord, and bless us and strengthen us. And we appreciate it with all our heart. Oh, we love you. You're such a good father. And we appreciate all you do for us. But Lord, just help us to be better children. Oh, God, a children that loves you, will serve you and obey you all the days of our life. And
Lord Jesus, love you, surrender to you, let you have the preeminence of our lives. We ask that you grant that now, Lord. Father, we appreciate all you've done. And Father, as you spoke through those men that spoke in tongues and interpreted, Lord, you said you'd bless those who would listen. Listen to your word. Do what it says to do, Lord. And Father, you've not failed to do that. Just go with us now, Lord, and bring us back to the next appointed time. If you should tarry, we just want to express our love to you, and may we not stop, Lord. May we continue on. When you leave this little place, let it not stop. But let us just pour our hearts out to you, Lord. Oh, you're so wonderful and so precious. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. You're so precious. In your wonderful name we ask. Amen. Oh, let's sing that little chorus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his holy name. That's the reason why bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.